Lesson 9. My soul delighteth in the words of Isaiah. 2 Nephi, chapters 11 through 25. Purpose: to inspire class members to read the prophecies of Isaiah and to help them understand how these prophecies apply in their lives. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 2 Nephi chapter 11. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verses 1 through 7. Nephi testifies of the importance of Isaiah's writings and teaches of keys that help us understand them. B. 2 Nephi chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Isaiah sees the latter-day temple and the gathering of Israel. C. 2 Nephi chapter 15, verses 26 through 29, and chapter 21, verse 12. Isaiah prophesies that the Lord will raise an ensign and gather Israel. D. 2 Nephi, chapter 16. 2 Nephi, chapter 22. 2 Nephi, chapter 25, verses 19 through 30. Isaiah and Nephi testify of the Savior's redeeming power. 2. Additional reading, Bible Dictionary, Isaiah, page 707. 3. If the following pictures are available, prepare to use them during the lesson. Isaiah writes of Christ's birth, item number 62339. Gospel Art Picture Kit 113. Salt Lake Temple, item number 62433. Gospel Art Picture Kit 502. And Jesus the Christ, item number 62572. Gospel Art Picture Kit 240. 4. To increase your understanding of Isaiah's writings, you may wish to review lessons 36 through 40 in the Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, item number 35570. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Read Mosiah chapter 8, verses 17 through 18. Then ask class members the following questions. What are seers able to see? Past, present, and future events. Why are seers so important for us? Explain that because he was a seer, Isaiah saw in vision such events as the war in heaven, the destruction of Jerusalem after the Savior's death, the Battle of Armageddon, and the millennial reign of the Savior. Many of Isaiah's writings seem difficult to understand because they refer to a wide range of past and future events described in symbolic language. However, we can come to understand them as we make a consistent, prayerful effort to read and study them. This lesson discusses some of Isaiah's most significant writings. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Nephi testifies of Isaiah's writings and gives keys for understanding them. Discuss 2 Nephi chapter 11. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verses 1 through 7. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. If you are using the first additional teaching idea, invite the assigned class member to give a brief report about Isaiah and his times. Why did Nephi find Isaiah's words important for his record? See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. 2 Nephi chapter 11, verses 2 through 6, and verse 8. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 3. Ask different class members to read aloud each of these passages. While each passage is read, ask a class member to write on the chalkboard the reference and the reason for quoting Isaiah. The following is an example. Why Nephi quoted Isaiah? 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23, to more fully persuade them to believe in the Lord. 2 Nephi chapter 11, verses 2 through 4, to provide another witness of Jesus Christ. 2 Nephi chapter 11, verses 5 through 6 and verse 8, to help us, his readers, rejoice. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 3, to reveal God's judgments. Why are these reasons important for us today? How can understanding Isaiah's words cause us to rejoice? Explain that Nephi provided several keys that can help us better understand the writings of Isaiah. As time permits, discuss these keys with class members. Key 1. Liken all scriptures unto us. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. See also 2 Nephi chapter 11, verses 2 and 8. Many of Isaiah's prophecies deal with events in the latter days. As we watch these prophecies unfold, and as we participate in their fulfillment, we can better understand Isaiah's teachings and apply them in our lives. For example, 2 Nephi chapter 15 contains Isaiah's prophecy that the Lord will lift up an ensign to the nations to gather Israel. 2 Nephi chapter 15, verse 26. This prophecy can help us better understand the importance of sharing the restored gospel, the ensign or standard to guide all nations to the Lord. Key number 2. Know concerning the manner of prophesying among the Jews. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 1. Isaiah's prophecies are written in a style that the Jews were accustomed to reading and hearing. We can better understand Isaiah's writings if we remember that he used imagery and symbolism that would have been familiar to Jewish people in his time. For example, in 2 Nephi chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, Isaiah uses the word mountain to symbolize a high spiritual place, a place for revelation and closeness with God, such as the temple. Key number 3. Know the judgments of God. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 3. See also verse 6. Isaiah foresaw how the kingdoms of Israel and Judah would suffer because of their wickedness, but he also prophesied that their blessings would be restored when they repented and followed Jesus Christ. From Isaiah's accounts of what happened to Israel and Judah, and from his prophecies of the future restoration of the house of Israel, we can better understand how God works in our lives and how he blesses nations according to their righteousness. Key number 4. Know concerning the regions round about Jerusalem. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 6. Knowing the geography and place names in Israel helps us better understand Isaiah's prophecies concerning the kingdoms of Israel and Judah and the nations that threatened them. For example, in 2 Nephi chapter 20, verses 28 through 34, Isaiah named the cities the Assyrian army would pass through and how it would be stopped just as it reached Jerusalem. The events happened exactly as he prophesied. Key number 5, be filled with the spirit of prophecy. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 4. What is the spirit of prophecy? See Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. How can we obtain it? How can the spirit of prophecy help us understand Isaiah's teachings about the Savior? 2. Isaiah sees the latter-day temple and the gathering of Israel. Read and discuss 2 Nephi chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. If you are using the picture of the Salt Lake Temple, display it now. How does the Salt Lake Temple fulfill a portion of Isaiah's prophecy recorded in 2 Nephi chapter 12, verses 2 through 3? Why do you think Isaiah described the temple as the mountain of the Lord? Ancient prophets often went up into the mountains to commune with the Lord and receive revelation from him. How can all temples be mountains for our worship? Emphasize that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been established in the tops of the mountains, and the temples are being built where people can come and learn about the Lord. Isaiah described temples as a place of refuge from heat and storms. 2 Nephi chapter 14, verse 6. What are some examples of spiritual storms that we face in this life? How can the temple help protect us from these storms? How can we as Latter-day Saints help establish the kingdom of God on earth, as described in 2 Nephi chapter 12, verses 3 through 5? See Doctrine and Covenants section 133, verses 7 through 14. Isaiah exhorted the house of Jacob to walk in the light of the Lord instead of all going astray, every one to his wicked ways. 2 Nephi chapter 12, verse 5. What are some of the specific sins mentioned in 2 Nephi chapter 12, verses 7 through 12? How are these sins still prevalent today? How can we avoid these pitfalls and walk in the light? 3. Isaiah prophesies that the Lord will raise an ensign and gather Israel. Read and discuss 2 Nephi chapter 15, verses 26 through 29, and chapter 21, verse 12. Isaiah prophesied that the Lord would lift up an ensign to the nations. 2 Nephi chapter 15, verse 26. See also 2 Nephi chapter 21, verse 12. What is an ensign? A banner or flag, a standard bearer. What did Isaiah say would happen when this ensign was raised? See 2 Nephi chapter 15, verses 26 through 29. When the angel Moroni appeared to Joseph Smith, he said that chapter 11 of Isaiah, quoted in 2 Nephi chapter 21, was about to be fulfilled. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 40. How is the restored gospel of Jesus Christ an ensign to all nations? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 41 through 43, section 105, verse 39, and section 115, verses 4 through 6. How is the prophecy that nations will be gathered together being fulfilled today? See 2 Nephi chapter 21, verse 12. Missionaries are going throughout the world to teach the gospel and gather people to the truth. What can each of us do to help fulfill this prophecy? 4. Isaiah and Nephi testify of Jesus Christ's redeeming power. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi chapter 16, 2 Nephi chapter 22, and chapter 25 verses 19 through 30. If you are using the picture of Isaiah, writing of Christ's birth, and the picture of Jesus Christ, display them now. 2 Nephi chapter 16 contains Isaiah's account of a vision in which he saw the Lord. How did Isaiah describe the setting of the vision? See 2 Nephi chapter 16 verses 1 through 4. How did Isaiah feel in the presence of the Lord? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 16, verse 5. What was symbolized by the angel touching Isaiah's lips with a burning coal? 2 Nephi chapter 16, verses 6 through 7. Isaiah's sins were forgiven. How did Isaiah respond when he heard the voice of the Lord? See 2 Nephi chapter 16, verse 8. In what other scripture account have you seen similar language used? See Abraham chapter 3, verse 27. When might we need to give a similar response to the Lord? Have class members read 2 Nephi chapter 22, verses 1 through 6. Explain that these verses contain Isaiah's description of how all people will praise the Savior during the millennium. What impresses you about these verses? What excellent things has the Savior done for us? 2 Nephi chapter 22, verse 5. Invite class members to scan 2 Nephi chapter 25, verses 19 through 30, and discuss Nephi's testimony of the Savior. What impresses you about Nephi's testimony? How can we, like Nephi, labor diligently to persuade our children to believe in Christ? 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23. See also verse 26. Nephi taught that it is by grace that we are saved after all we can do. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23. What does this statement teach about the relationship between the grace of Jesus Christ and our works? See 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 24 through 25, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 29 through 31. How does this statement give you encouragement to do the best you can? Have a class member read 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 29 aloud. What might you do this week to comply more fully with Nephi's exhortation to worship the Lord with all your might, mind, and strength, and your whole soul? You may want to invite class members to think about this question rather than answer it aloud. Conclusion. Point out that the Savior gave His approval of Isaiah's teachings in this single statement. Yea, a commandment I give unto you, that ye search these things diligently, for great are the words of Isaiah. 3 Nephi chapter 23, verse 1. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Isaiah and His Times, Class Member Report. A week before you teach this lesson, invite a class member to prepare a brief report about Isaiah using the information found on page 707 of the Bible Dictionary. Have the class member present the report at the beginning of Section 1 of this lesson. 2. Hymn. As part of the discussion on 2 Nephi chapter 15, verse 26, have a class member sing or read the words "To High on the Mountain Top," hymns number 5. You may want to discuss with class members how this hymn celebrates the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of the restoration of the gospel. 3. Calling evil good and good evil, 2 Nephi chapter 15, verse 20. In what ways might we, like ancient Israel, make the mistake of calling evil good and good evil? 2 Nephi chapter 15, verse 20. How can we be sure that we recognize good and evil for what they really are? See Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 17. 4. How the Book of Mormon increases our understanding of Isaiah. The Book of Mormon is one of the greatest guides to help us understand the writings of Isaiah. Share with class members the following ways the Book of Mormon helps us understand Isaiah. A. The Book of Mormon quotes either in their entirety or in part 22 of the 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah, and it contains additional commentary about those chapters. Because the Book of Mormon prophets lived near the time of Isaiah, their commentaries can help us understand his teachings. B. The writings of Isaiah that are quoted in the Book of Mormon include words, phrases, and explanations that do not appear in any other copies of the book of Isaiah. C. The world's oldest known copy of Isaiah was discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Isaiah scroll dates back to 200 B.C. Bible Dictionary, Dead Sea Scrolls, page 654. However, the chapters of Isaiah in the Book of Mormon date back to the time of Nephi, approximately 600 B.C. Joseph Smith's translation of the Book of Mormon provided the world with a copy of Isaiah's writings that predates the Dead Sea Scrolls by 400 years. D. Because the tone of the first 33 chapters of Isaiah differs from the last 33 chapters, many people believe that the Book of Isaiah was written by two different people. The Book of Mormon quotes from both the first and last half of Isaiah and identifies Isaiah as the author, thus bearing witness of and authenticating his writings. End of Lesson 9. My soul delighteth in the words of Isaiah.